produced by Zion Lutheran, Hiawatha, Iowa. Reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our first scripture reading is found in your Bibles in the book of Acts. It's on page 1177. And we read Acts chapter 10, beginning at verse 34. Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly I understand that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. And they put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and made him to appear not to all the people, but to us who had been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to judge the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. And the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed, because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on the Gentiles. For they were hearing them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter declared, "Can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have just received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to remain for some days. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is from the first epistle of John. It's found on page 1155. And we read 1 John 5, beginning at verse 1. "Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise out of respect for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. John, page 1155 in your Bibles. And we read John 15, beginning at verse 9. Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lays down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant doesn't know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I have commanded you, so that you will love one another." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. This is the day which the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Good job. Our text is from John chapter 15, verse 11. "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." Thus far our text. This is the day the Lord has made. Therefore, our life should be full of rejoicing. Yeah, right. Ever run into somebody like that? Or maybe you are that person. Just hard to get you joyful. There's always something going wrong. At work, at home, your health is bad. It's just that not that much to be happy about. But then again, our text didn't say be happy. It said be joyful. And there is a difference, at least in the words. If you read Greek, you would realize very quickly when you saw the word joy in Greek as really close to another word that we are familiar with, the word grace. Grace and joy are almost the same thing in Greek. And what do we know about grace? Well, grace isn't simply an inner feeling that you have. Grace is something good that you have received. And it's not something that you've earned. It's not something that you can even grab for yourself. You have to be given grace. And we have a God who is extraordinarily gracious. He gives us grace each day. He gives it to us in many ways. He gives it to us in the forgiveness of our sins, in the food that we eat. And what do you say before you eat that food? Well, common way of expressing is it, you say, grace. You recognize that that is not simply something that you put on your table by what you have earned, but that it's a gift of God. In our family members, in our friends, in our job, in all the things that we have, it's grace. If you have grace, you have something to be joyful about. But one of the other aspects of joy is that to have joy, you have to recognize what you've been given. And therein lies one of the major problems why people find it difficult to be joyful about life. We're not always focused on the things that we have. We're often more focused on the things we don't have. Or we pay attention to what's wrong in life, and boy, is there always something that's wrong. We're sinners living in a sinful world. Every day we do wrong things, and so does everybody else around us. So if you want to focus on what's wrong in life, you have great opportunity. But the problem is we get so wrapped up in what's wrong, we don't even see what's right. We get so wrapped up in what's bad that we never focus on the good. This is a sinful human trait that has to be fought against. We see it in the way the world operates. You know, you pick up a newspaper, you listen to the nightly news. Sometimes they stick something positive in there, but most of the time, it's what went wrong, what bad things happened. And we function that way in our own lives. Let me describe a miracle to you and how you might miss one. Let's say you get on the road in Iowa City and you're driving up to Cedar Rapids at 5:00 in the afternoon. And there's all that road construction going on. And every time you need to change lanes, the car behind you actually slows down and the guy goes like this. Now, I've driven that route often enough. That doesn't happen. But let's say it happened to you not once, not twice, but 5 different times when you were trying to change lanes. My friends, that would not be merely amazing. That would be a miracle. But But just before you get home, when you want to change lanes one last time, some guy, you know what they do? They step on the gas pedal and they catch up and you can't change your lane and you miss your turn. So you just witnessed a miracle. Five people let you in, but one person cut you off. When you get home, what are you going to be talking about? You're going to be talking about that one guy that cut you off, even though a miracle has just taken place. It'll be wiped from your memory. You won't think about it anymore. You know, that's how we often end up living our lives. A bunch of things can go right. One thing goes wrong. And that's all you remember. That's all you think about. The problem's not that you don't have grace. The problem is you don't want to contemplate it. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. Our Lord wants us to be joyful. And right in these words I just read again, he tells you that he's already given you all you need to have joy, and not just a little bit, but joy that is full and complete. He's given you your life. You know, a lot of people live in fear of the day they're going to die. We don't have to do that, because we have a loving God who died and rose again, that our life might be eternal with him in glorious heaven. You know, if that's all God ever gave us, wouldn't that be enough? But he doesn't stop there. He gives us houses, homes, wife, children, fields, cattle. You know how that part goes in Luther's articles on the Apostles' Creed. He daily and richly provides for us. And as we come to worship, he weekly, through his word and through his sacrament, reminds us of how much we are loved. God has given us that which we need to be joyful. But we need to focus on that. And one last thing we need to focus on or to do is to share it. You know, joy is not one of those things that is experienced in silence. Boy, I remember last fall watching one of the playoff games for the Minnesota Vikings. 10 seconds left. You think the game is over with and the Vikings have lost. The quarterback launches a pass. The guy catches it. The defenders all fall down and he runs 40 yards for a touchdown. The Vikings win the game. My friends, I did not sit there on the couch going, oh. I and my children were jumping up and down. We were filled with joy at that moment. The word joy was actually a greeting in the ancient world. When you walked up to someone, you'd say it in Greek, of course, joy. Don't just think about those blessings that you have. Talk about them. Celebrate them. And I believe, and I think God would say, the more you talk about your joy, the more you'll recognize your joy, and the more joy you will have in your life. Because joy is meant to be shared, especially when you have it in abundance. And that's what we have. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. Thank God for the blessings we have received. May God help us to recognize even more and to share those joys with others. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.